That's a good question. I felt obviously we didn't play very well at all against a team that I thought we'd come in and play much better against. And we picked a day to come out, especially on the offensive side of the ball early, struggle, turn the ball over, miss plays that were there for us, and really lost confidence, I think, in what we were doing because of the, having a lot of different guys playing with injuries. I think then the struggling began, and it pretty much happened what we hoped wouldn't happen. We got behind. We're forced to have to throw more than we wanted to. With all the changes to the offensive line, we knew that wasn't going to be a way to win this football game or play well. And that's exactly what we did, because on offense we had a chance early. There was, the play to Taylor Thompson when he was wide open. I think on the second series, I thought the first series we had a run that we had a bad read on, which got us in a second and long. Those first, go three and out the first three times and turn the ball over twice in the first quarter to a good football team at home, you're not going to win many games doing that. That's what we did. We dug a huge hole. We did that. The defense kept us in the game in the first half. It could have been a lot worse in the first half than it was on the scoreboard, that is. And then the second half, I just think as a team, we just kind of, it just, went away. We just, in all three phases, we didn't play well in the second half.
Mike, was that throw to Taylor kind of just indicative of the way the day ended up going? You have a shot for a big play there.
And that's where, it is. And that's what I'm saying, is that there it was. That could have been a home run play, maybe even a touchdown play, and we don't get it. And, just things along the trail. We have a third and one we can't get. Then we go fourth and one. We mess up the formation, throw the ball in the wrong spot. There's a guy wide open. You convert there. The game's different early. It's just things like that. We just, the first half was disappointing because we feel we're much better than what you saw in that first half. And really 20-0, you don't want that. But, the defense kept it alive to where if we had done anything on offense, which we thought we could have with some of those plays, it's 20-10, it's 20-something along those lines. But we didn't do that, and it's embarrassing to lose a game 57-7. I mean, that's just not acceptable, and we let it happen.
Did you ever think about pulling Jake, or is it just a situation where he's got to learn to get through bad days like this?
I think so. I think it was more that, he just got to deal with the fact that he wasn't playing well early, and it wasn't that the support was the group around him was a lot of help for him either. Offense didn't play well early, and that set the tone. And as a team, we've struggled with one phase dominating all game while the other phase struggles. And it seemed like the defense really early, like I said, held them a couple field goals, got off the field a couple times when they were put in bad situations. And then the second half, they just, the dam broke, and they start making plays on offense and start frustrating the defense. The fact that we weren't doing anything on offense and putting the defense out there, giving them a short field a couple times. Then all of a sudden he saw us missing some tackles. He was getting the ball out of his hands quickly, and they took advantage of our frustration. I thought that's what they did a good job with their offense. It was just, we were frustrated that they took advantage of that, and we never could find a way to, the offense couldn't find a way at least to stop the bleeding by getting points on the board in the third quarter or the fourth quarter. Finally we make a play at the end, but we couldn't do that, and that's where we are as a team right now. And we got all kinds of guys injured, and Otto got sick, and the offensive line thing was messy, and that's why we knew that we couldn't get into a game like this. We couldn't come out in the first half and struggle on offense, and we did exactly what we couldn't do, and then we paid for it.
Why do you think Jake struggled with underthrows so much on some of the deep guesses?
Until you watch it, it's hard to say. I think again, I'm going to go with the obvious. There was pressure on him. When the balls of the interception, he was getting hit as soon as he let go of it, couldn't follow through on it. We have a guy open there. I mean, there's a lot of plays that were there to be made. I mean, that's, it's hard to say that when the score is what it was, but that first half, the game could have been totally different, and it wasn't. And then when you're down 20-0, we knew we were in a situation we didn't want to be in because of the guys that were playing up front. They weren't used to playing with each other in a hostile environment with a good defense that gets kids after you pretty good, so we fell right into the trap that we didn't want to fall into, and it's our own fault. I mean, we have to make plays when they're there, and we did not. They did, we did not.
You said it's unacceptable, embarrassing. I mean, what are the ramifications of the league became 55-7?
Well, as far as, there's a week left in the season. We don't have many players left to put in that aren't playing right now, so there's not a whole lot that can be done. As far as, as in the next 7 days, I'm talking about, after the season's over, then that's a whole different story. But for right now, We'll play. We have to rally. We have our last games at home. That's all we can take care of right now is next Sunday, as far as the finish of the league season. And thank God we have that, because I wouldn't want this to be our last game of the year.
Coach, I know up to now you have said that you haven't felt your players or your team has quit on you. Did you feel like they quit today?
No, I don't. I mean, it wasn't pretty by any means, but I think that's a strong. When people go there, I think that's hard to tell, to say anyone did that, or someone's quitting, or decide that. I don't think that at all. I never will. I never have. I think it's hard. That's a pretty tough statement to say, and have some. You lose 50-something-0. I mean, obviously there's concern what's going on and making plays, but they made some plays and give them credit for that. But did we play our best? By no means. Obviously, no, we did not in any phase. And we're not very happy with what we played. Now, just did we get out of gaps and on defense and not play as good as we can or as smart as we could? Definitely. Were guys making mistakes in the second half? Definitely. Is that because if they get frustrated? Probably. And that's what can happen. I look at it more as we allowed frustration to make us not make good decisions, more so than someone thinking, hey, you know what, I'm not going to play as hard. Or I think that the playing hard is not the problem. It was more of not playing smart and letting frustration get the better of us. On different, special teams too. We didn't do much anything. You're allowed to make plays there too. We didn't do that. We didn't have any turnovers or anything there, but we didn't really change the game in any way there. So it's just, I think, frustration we allowed to take over when we were making plays and weren't scoring points. And I think as a team, that's what it looked like to me.
You have guys that not winning a lot of games lately, but you had been competitive in games. Defense has been playing better. I mean, is a game like this kind of wipe away your mind some of the progress?
Well, you can't let it. I mean, you can't let it. It's an easy thing to say. Well, look what happened. But again, the first half is all I can look at. The fact that the defense did keep us alive in a lot of bad spots with the way the offense was playing and turning the ball over and not staying on the field and three and out. I mean, eventually it takes its toll on a team. And I'm not blaming one phase over the other. They both have to work and get the job done. But that's what caused the tilt here early, that we didn't do anything at all offensively. And then the defense, like I said, I think it was the frustration in the second half, and they didn't play very well at all either. Once we got to the third quarter, the first drive of the third quarter, there was chances to make plays, and we didn't make them. And so then all of a sudden, I think then it got uglier than it needed to. And that's where we needed to make a stand somewhere, and we didn't. And so I think you're going to – it's. I agree. I thought we would have played a lot better. I never would have thought this possible. This time of the year, just because I thought we've been playing a lot better. And today, well, obviously, we did not. We took a step back, obviously, as a team, when you lose to this number. I mean, it's still one loss, but it's one that, it's embarrassing to lose at that score.
Go ahead. Is this the worst you've been injury-wise in the past 5 years? Is that an excuse?
No, I mean, that's just the facts. I mean, that's just, unfortunately, it's not, they didn't feel sorry for us. I wouldn't feel sorry for them, and we know that. And that we got to deal with that. I mean, Otto being hurt, getting sick during the night, that kind of was the icing on the cake, I think, that we lost him. And, staying out of play, and, you're rolling guys inside every week. And, you play quarterback behind that. I mean, it's hard. And I'm not on them. It's not easy to do when you have so many, Cook being gone and, different guy, Kendall not playing. I mean, just on and on and on. And does it affect your team? Definitely. And you wish it wouldn't as much as it did today. It doesn't excuse anyone for not playing well. I mean, we didn't play well in offense or defense. I mean, you have to play a whole game. A whole game is 60 minutes, not just, hey, we played solid in the first half and got the heck beat out of us in the second half if I'm the defense. So as a team, we just didn't play anywhere near good enough to win a football game. And you have to score points to win. And we had trouble scoring points.
What are the injuries?
I think we got a foot injury to Damian. He fought through playing with the hamstring. Now he's got a foot. I think Stevens has got a concussion. And then I think Spoon got something at the end there, kind of in the rib area. And then, which I'm not quite sure the extent of that at the end of the game in fourth quarter. And then we had
Brown go down.
I think he came back. Zach came back. And then there was someone else. Who?
Babb.
Yeah, Babb's got his quad, I think. So we'll see.